G'day, it's Blandy. Thanks for tuning in to another Triple M Big Breakfast podcast. Of course, you can catch the Big Breakfast live and local across the Fraser Coast each weekday morning between 6 and 9. On the way, Wendy snags a lost lyric from the 80s. Would you have got it? And we'll find out what cheeses you off. We'll also catch up with the professor.
Blandy for breakfast, only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Blandy's early morning brain teaser.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Good morning to you, Tracy.
Good morning, Blandy. How are you today?
I'm all right, and I do thank you for coming through the door into the uncharted waters of the Big Breakfast Brain Teaser. How have you gone with this one this morning, Trace? What goes up and down but always remains in the same place?
Well, I'm not sure. It's either the sun or the moon.
Oh, yeah. No, see, that doesn't matter. I'm going to go like this. But it doesn't matter, Tracy, because at least you've had a shot this morning. The answer I'm looking for is stairs. Stairs go up and down, but they also remain. They don't move, do they, unless they're an escalator? But it's stairs.
Fair enough. That sounds good.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad it's got your tick of approval, Tracy.
You have an awesome day.
And you too. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Leone.
Hi, Blandy. How you going?
I'm all right, Leonie. I thank you for coming on board this morning with the Brain Teaser, at least giving this one a shot. What goes up and down, Leonie, but always remains in the same place?
I'm thinking the sun.
Tracy said that, but it doesn't always remain in the same place, does it? It does move. The answer I'm looking for is stairs.
Oh!
Oh, yes!
Oh, no!
Yes, that's what I... And that's what I love about the Brain Teaser. Hey, Leonie.
You think early.
That's okay. You've had a go. That's all that matters. Have a lovely day in Glenwood.
Beautiful. Thank you. Keep up the great work. Love your show.
Thank you very much, Leonie. Bye-bye. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, it is the one, the only, Mr. Dave Miller.
Morning, Blandy.
How are you, mate?
I'm good, buddy. Yourself?
I'm all right. You switched on this morning?
I'm always switched on, mate. Come on.
Really? He's ever ready. Battery boy, he's ever ready.
That's it.
What goes up and down but always remains in the same place, Dave?
The staircase.
Yeah, my only correct one this morning. I had a couple of suns and even a moon thrown in as well, but it doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah, you've nailed it there with the stairs or a staircase. Well done, Dave.
Thank you, mate.
A gold star in the mail, me boy.
I want two.
You want two gold stars?
Yeah, you didn't give me one yesterday.
Well, I think Dave White cleaned me out a couple of months ago, and I think they're still coming in from China, to be honest with you. You know what things are like at the moment, trying to get anything imported.
Yeah, we won't hold our breath,
eh? I wouldn't do that, Dave, no. Hey, you have a wonderful day, and much appreciate your call.
What else has been happening this week with Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast?
Triple M, as we swing by the Institute, catch up with Professor Smartasser.
Good morning. My partner just found out I replaced our bed with a trampoline. She hit the ceiling.
Why is it?
That was wild. Let's get down to it. Let's find out what else Blandy's been up to.
Blandy's lost lyric.
And where are we heading back to this morning? It was the year this show premiered here in Australia, at least.
TJ Hooker is the name. But you don't have to lose any sleep wondering what the TJ stands for. As far as you're concerned, my first name is Sergeant. I'm your instructor here, and I love to weed out Airheads and Marshmallows.
Yes. The voice of William Shatner there, of course. Heather Locklear was in TJ Hooker as well. Did pretty well, not only in the US, but here in Australia too. The year was 1983. 1983 is our featured year this morning. I want you to have a listen to this song and call me 133353. If you think you know the name of this particular track, which I believe got to number 5. Was it that high back in the year of 1983? 133353. I want the name of that song, please. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Angie.
I was just thinking, how many years, Wendy, have you been calling in?
It would have been about 2007.
2007, 14 years.
Yes, yes.
Wowee. Okay. Well, Wendy, we don't get to speak that often, but it's good to know you're still out there, you're still listening, and I can still give you, hopefully, a $50
meal
voucher.
I'm always playing at home, always.
Are you? Well, here you are playing live across the Fraser Coast. Now, 1983, I'll play this for you again, and can I say that we had a number of calls this morning. Everyone would have nailed it, so no pressure. Okay, Wendy, put us out of our misery.
Living on the Ceiling.
Living on the Ceiling by Blancmange.
Yes, correct.
Love the name of that. Love the name of that band. An English synth pop band formed in London in 1979. Congratulations to you, Wendy. Yes,
Thank you so much.
You were never going to get that wrong, were you?
No.
No.
Probably a going away dinner from Jack.
Oh, because Jack, of course, now when you first called me, Jack was only a little tacker, wasn't he?
He was, very young.
And now he's, what, moving off to Brizzy?
Yes, yep.
He's not that far away. Jack, you be a good boy and call your mum often, okay? She's talked you up over many, many years. How's his musical career going?
Hoping to get the band back together.
The band's getting back together, fantastic.
Yep.
All the best to you, Jack, and you too, Wendy. Enjoy your meal out.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Bye. It's 8 to 7. Here it is. Blancmange, Living on the Ceiling at Triple M.
He's different, but he's ours. Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast.
Derek, good morning.
Good day.
What's cheesing you off, Derek?
The way that they leave up roadwork signs for a side road and limit your speed to 40 kilometres per hour on the main road after the weekend when there's nobody even there.
Yeah, somebody's forgot to put the signs in, mate. Don't you hate that?
It happens regularly, and it's not even on the road that you're driving on.
No, I know. It is. It does cheese you off, no doubt. Not the end of the world, but just one of those little things that gets under our skin. Derek, thanks for your call, mate.
Have a good day.
Let's head out to beautiful Burram Heads. Dan Barnes, good morning.
Good morning, Blandy. How you going, mate?
I'm all right, Dan, but something, I don't know what it is, we'll soon find out, is cheesing you off.
Yes, mate, it is. It's last few weeks I've had to listen to you on the app, the listener app, and it's about a minute behind when you're talking, mate.
Yes. And that's cheesing you off. Why is that cheesing you off? Oh, you can't get in on competitions.
I can't ring you up and talk to you, mate.
Well, why don't you listen to me on a wireless, on a transistor radio?
Because I've been out in the field for the last couple of weeks and I've just been listening to you on the phone.
Well, mate, it's better than nothing. The listener app is sensational and you can get all your live your podcasts there, all your different genres of music, and you can listen to The Big Breakfast, albeit 60 seconds behind. I do apologise for that, Dan.
That's okay, mate. All understandable. Okay. And it is a great app, mate. It is fantastic.
Good on you. He's given a plug at the end, so he's redeemed himself. Have a great Monday, mate. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
As we go out to Riverheads. Hello, Nolene.
Morning. How are you?
I'm all right. What's cheesing you off, Nolene?
Oh, first of all, people who drive along Riverheads Road in the 100 zone doing 80, and then they do the 60 in the 80 zone, and you're trying to get somewhere to a doctor's appointment or something.
And they're just driving slowly.
Yes.
Which can be just as dangerous as driving too fast, Nolene.
It can be, yes, definitely.
Especially if the people behind you are impatient and want to get past you. You don't take any risks, do you?
No, not allowed to, no.
So slow drivers really get under your skin.
Yes, really. P-I-S-S off.
P-I, oh, okay. Oh, I'm glad you spelt it there and didn't say it. Hey, Nolene, I'm sure there are a lot of people, including myself, who can go spot on. We can all relate to people who are going well under the speed limit. It is frustrating. For goodness sake, please, if you can't do the speed limit, be pretty close to it. Hey, thanks, Nolene. I'll put you into the draw for the Cheesecake Shop and Granville Butchery vouchers.
Oh, get off the road.
Hey, thanks, Nolene. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Subscribe now and stay up to date. Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast.
on Triple M's Big Breakfast with Blandy. It's that time of the week to catch up with Australia's biggest couch potato. TVblackbox.com.au's Steve Malk.
Yes, the wonderful world of Malkavision alive in Dolby Surround. Good morning, Malky.
Yes, hello, here I am.
Here you are. And here is the world of television. And boy, we wrapped up a couple of big shows over the weekend. The Voice, of course, Bella Taylor-Smith. She can sing.
She does all right, doesn't she? And anyway, deserving winner. Of course, she walks away with a recording contract and a whole bunch of people going, yeah, I'll listen to her stuff, and they're not listening to it.
Yeah. Good voice. Great voice. So who knows? Yeah. She may well be one of those that continues on and has a great career, Steve.
Oh, you would hope so, right? I mean, that's what we want to see out of all of these winners, is for them to get a career and for it to grow and to become a real success. Look, it was a massive success for Seven. There is no question. Hmm. And every episode was over 1.2, 1.3 million viewers nationally. It just did all of the business for them.
Mm. And you've got to have the right songs too. I mean, into the future, if she's got good material, you can have the best voice in the world and have crappy material, you're not going anywhere.
So no Bucks Fizz covers.
No, please. No making your mind up. Thank you. All right then.
Australian make-believe?
No, stop it. Australian Survivor. How would you have gone in this, Malky?
Not great, particularly in that final. I'm a guy who is not so comfortable with pain, but Hayley did push through. That put her in prime position, and she was able to take George to the final two, and she convinced the jury that she was the one to take out $500,000 and be crowned the latest Australian Survivor champion. A massive series for 10. This has done such good business, and one of the most compelling series of Australian Survivor yet. This was brilliant.
Yeah, a lot of people just absolutely hooked. I was mentioning yesterday I had some people over for, late in the afternoon, but got bumped. They had to go home and watch Survivor.
Yeah, well, look at, you know where their priorities are, right?
Exactly right, yes. You think you know people, Steve. Now, those things
we're
are things
worth keeping.
What can we look forward to?
Well, we saw last night SAS Australia kick off on 7, The Masked Singer kick off on 10. So there's a whole bunch of stuff sort of starting to play out on our screens. I'm looking forward to seeing the ratings on last night to this morning, because I reckon that The Block will have pipped both of them. It was wedged in the middle of those finales on Sunday night. The big one for mine coming this week is the return for season 2 of the Apple TV Plus series Morning Wars, or as it's known overseas, The Morning Show. This stars Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell, a whole bunch of great, incredible actors, all set around a breakfast TV show on a fictional network in America, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's taken the world by storm, that one. Also, I think Back to the Rafters on Amazon Prime, and we're talking off-air. I find it interesting that good Aussie drama straight to the streaming platform.
You know, this was commissioned by Amazon. Seven have made it, Seven Studios, and it's written by Bevan Lee, the man who's responsible for it in the first place. It's a 6-episode, I guess you would call it, sequel series. Dave and Julie Rafter, all of the kids except for one have grown up and flown the coop. They're still looking after Dad. They tried to be, grey nomads, but then kind of COVID shut them down a bit. So what does it look like when everybody's all back together? Because they've come back for a family reunion, ostensibly. If you are a Packed to the Rafters fan, you will enjoy Back to the Rafters. That's on Amazon. It starts this Friday.
Okie dokie. If we want to know more, Steve, I go to tvblackbox.com.au. Mm. It's right there in front of me.
Wow, and, so do I.
Yes, you do too, because you created it, but you did create other things as well.
That's right. The TV Binge Box and TV Black Box podcasts are always available to you. A new episode of TV Black Box will be out later today. And we have got so much to talk about. Some of it nerdy, some of it great. And by the way, friends, the Emmys are on Monday.
Okie dokie. Honestly, ladies and gents, if you want to know about telly, these are the places you need to go to. Thanks, Steve.
Mate, my pleasure.
That's it for now. Catch Blandy weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Triple M Fraser Coast. Or subscribe here to get all the best bits.